Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to talk about a challenging subject, I think, to talk about on radio, which is original sin. It's a doctrine. It's a dogma. It's the one, G.K. Chesterton said, it's the one dogma that gets confirmed every day in human life. Just read the newspaper, you know, read the blogs on CNN or Drudge Report or whatever, and what you see writ large every single day, you see the division, the rivalry, the hatred, the lust. You see the sin-sick condition of the human race. Something's really wrong. And every time people read it or watch the news, you know something's wrong. Not just out there on the grand scale with global conflicts and gigantic problems even in creation itself. The whole effect of the climate seems disordered in various ways. But we know in our own homes, there's lots of brokenness. There's lots of disorder. There's lots of ways we wish things were different. And not only in our own home, with our spouse or our children, but it goes even closer. Within me, I know that there's something broken. And my whole point this week in talking about this is that I think that as society becomes more secularized and as a whole new worldview, a kind of progressive modern utopian idea of the human person emerges, a kind of neo-Gnosticism, you might say, emerges, which to say matter is bad, spirit or internal things are automatically good, there's nothing wrong with me, there's things wrong out there, and what has to happen is we have to fix the world, and once we fix the world, everything will be peaceful and calm and have a nice homeostasis, whatever. That's a fundamental lie. It's simply not true. And so what's happening is there's an anthropology that's emerging in the culture that's informed by a different worldview than the worldview that's held for thousands of years in the rest of the world. That's basically a Judeo-Christian worldview, a fundamental biblical worldview, which at its root gives to us a deep revelation, both through the Old Testament and the Jewish people, but perfected and brought to an astoundingly clear place in the teaching of Jesus and the teaching of the apostles. And Jesus goes right at the heart of the matter, if you will, talking about that the deepest defilement that we commit, that we engage in, comes from the human heart. And that the problems around us in society, in our families, in our cities, our villages, our neighborhoods, our cities, our countries, and our world, it originates in the human heart. The disorder, the sin-sick condition of the human heart. So we've been talking a lot about the original sin and the explanation we're given in the Catechism, which builds on the teaching of Scripture and Revelation. I want to touch on it a little bit more today, because when we understand our fallen condition, we understand where it began. Genesis gives us the story of the fall. Adam and Eve, seduced by the enemy, obeyed God. And the Catechism uses these profound terms that something died in the human heart on that day. And what died was trust in God. Something profound happened between the human heart and the children of Adam and Eve, between them and their offspring, and their relationship with God is fundamentally disordered. And the revelation of the Scripture and of all of Christian tradition that informed life in the West for so long is the fundamental disorder, the alienation that we feel, the profound sense of being lost, of being powerless, of living in fear that so many are living in today. It's not just happening today. It's, to one degree or another, it's always been there. Because we are aliens and strangers in this place. We're fallen. We're lost in a haunted wood. Children afraid of the dark who've never been happy or good, as W.H. Auden said in one of my favorite poems. Our condition is deeply affected. And to make decisions about how we're going to live that completely ignore this condition leads to more trouble. To pretend it's not there leads to more trouble. Another thing that the kind of society that's emerging in our culture now rejects as well is not only the power of original sin and the problem within us, the problem of sin, the battle that we have, but also the presence of spiritual forces outside us, Satan and his kingdom, that are seeking to manipulate that weakness that's now in us and to seduce us into ever more disordered ways of living, more idols, false identities, to get us to buy more illusions so that our life continues to spin out of control, because he wants to get us to the point of complete slavery, to lead us to despair, and ultimately to die in our sin and become slaves to him forever. Here's paragraph 407 of the Catechism. It says, "The doctrine of original sin, closely connected with that of the redemption by Christ, provides lucid discernment of man's situation and activity in the world." So it's totally relevant. It's not some dogma that's out there in a book that doesn't really have any impact on my life or doesn't speak to my life situation. It's just the opposite. It provides lucid discernment about our actual situation and the activity that we engage in this world every day. By our first parent's sin, the devil has acquired a certain domination over man, even though man remains free. This is a very key line. What sin has done, and the defilement of sin, and our fallen condition, it hasn't completely destroyed our capacity to be free or to see and understand the truth. But what it's done is, it's allowed the devil to acquire a certain domination over us because we give it to him. Adam and Eve gave it to him. They were seduced by his lies, and they gave over the freedom that they actually had over the devil. But once we say yes to sin, we end up giving up more and more freedom every time we sin. So the devil has a certain domination over man. It goes on, it says, "Original sin entails, quote, captivity under the power of him who thenceforth had the power of death," that is the devil. So there's a captivity, there's a kind of slavery that we now live under. Ignorance of this fact, and this is what I see in society writ large today, ignorance of the fact that man has a wounded nature, inclined to evil, gives rise to serious errors in the areas of education, politics, social action, and morals. That's right on. There's a blindness. Right at this moment, when the most powerful forces in society, political forces, economic forces, social forces, seem to be more than ever in our lifetime set against the Lord and against the biblical worldview that the Lord gives to us. And what's emerging is the assertion of just raw human will at a very deep level that demands radical autonomy, that the conviction that every one of us is a completely isolated individual, and each one of us has our own truth within us, and that there's nothing within the human heart, nothing in the seat of decision, nothing in our minds that we should ever worry about that could be deceiving us, that could be preventing us from truly coming into the freedom from alienation that we so desire. And so we're being taught to completely look inward and to trust everything that's inward. And you hear it through even nice people like Oprah, who say that the answer for all of us is to live by our own truth. Now, understood, I guess, potentially in a very unique way, that is probably reflects some measure of the truth. But how it gets communicated today is that, yes, absolutely, that's true. We all must live by our own truth, which means we must be the originator of our own morality, our own definition of our own identity. And that ultimately is rooted in how I think and feel about myself. And I should never call into question kind of the deeper drives within me, the deeper feelings and desires, because authenticity means recognizing those feelings and then being my feelings. What is my being? My being is my feelings, is the deepest part of me, how I feel about myself, who I feel I am and who I feel I want to be. There's no referent outside me that I should ever consider to turn to say and ask the question that St. Francis and all the saints said before, God, God, who am I? You made me. I don't trust the deception of my own heart. Show me who I am. That's forbidden today in this kind of society. That's foolishness. It's an illusion. It's bending your knee to some mythic figure to make you feel good about yourself. No, stand up. Assert your raw, radical independence and lay hold of the freedom that's yours. And it's your right by being an American or whatever and the happiness that you deserve for your life. You are the designer of your own life. You're ultimately your own God because you choose what's true. You choose what's moral, what's good, what's evil. You name those things that God has named, and only God has the power to name. You take God's prerogatives from him, and you say, no, it's my prerogative to do this. And part of the reason for that is, one, we no longer believe in the reality of the fall, of original sin, of the deception that lies within us. And we don't believe we have an enemy. The enemy is something more concrete. It's here and now. The enemy is Donald Trump, or the enemy is Nancy Pelosi, or the enemy is Hollywood, or the enemy is those big bad guys who are running all those tech companies or making all the billions of dollars and manipulating and deceiving everybody. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. All the things that are emerging out there that everybody's so afraid of, where does it come from? It comes from fallen human hearts. People are shocked, like, oh, Google's not being honest in terms of how they're controlling information and how they're manipulating people. Oh, really? Are you surprised? Why is that? Because the founders of Google, just like me, just like Peter Herbeck, are sinful, broken human beings. And if they lack humility and rely on their own pride and their own way of looking at reality and understanding, and they're relying on their own understanding, and they have no humility before God, guess what they're going to do? They're going to manipulate the world around them. Whether they want to or not, they will ultimately manipulate that world around their own ego, around their worldview, around their ideas and their ideology. And behind it, whether they believe it or not, they're going to be manipulated by the enemy because there's a certain degree, as the Catechism says with such wisdom, I'll read it again, the devil has acquired certain domination over man. And many of these people don't believe it. They believe they're completely free. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to check their great insights and desires of what they want to do to stay ahead, to control society and the rest of it. It's just another, it's another moment in human history of the sin-sick condition of the human heart being revealed writ large. Now, paragraph 408, the consequences of original sin and all of men's personal sins put the world as a whole in the sinful condition aptly described in St. John's expression, the sin of the world. This expression can also refer to the negative influence exerted on people by communal situations, social structures that are the fruit of men's sins and disorders. Is there any surprise? Why do the kind of movies that often come out communicate so much disorder and lies about the human condition and seduce people into a worldview that's so harmful? It's all there. It infects society itself. And I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow because it's so crucial for us to see it, because it helps answer for us what we're seeing in the society around us. It's God's wisdom and light. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.